the ocean of dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Murarisi here with another special edition of this program, The Ocean of Dua. In this special edition and during this sacred and holy month of Ramadan, we'll try to talk about some parts of supplication of Abu Hamza Thumali. And we'll be bringing you the commentary on some parts of this supplication. We'll be back again after you listen to some parts of this dua, so stay with us.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. أو لعلك فقدتني من مجالس العلماء فخذلتني أو لعلك رأيتني في الغافلين فمن رحمتك آيستني أو لعلك رأيتني آلف مجالس البطالين فبيني وبينهم خليتني أو لعلك لم تحب أن تسمع دعائي فباعدتني أو لعلك بجرمي وجريرتي كافيتني أو لعلك بقلة حيائي منك جازيتني.
In this part of Dua Abu Hamza Thumali, Imam Sajjad alayhi salam says, لَعَلَّكَ فَقَدْتَنِي مِنْ مَجَالِسِ الْعُلَمَاءِ فَخَذَلْتَنِي. Perhaps I stopped visiting the gatherings of the scholars, so you forsook me. أَوْ لَعَلَّكَ رَأَيْتَنِي فِي الْغَافِلِينَ فَمِنْ رَحْمَتِكَ آيَسْتَنِي. Or perhaps I sat in the company of the forgetful careless, so you withdrew your mercy. We said that Imam alayhi salam is talking about the reasons behind our failures, the consequences of our actions, and the fact that our past actions can contribute to the emergence and somehow deprivation of us from the opportunities of worshipping. And the fact that we must understand is that if we want to succeed in sincere supplication and servitude, we must provide the preliminaries beforehand, because we cannot find the desired state in our supplications and in our prayers without preconditioning our hearts. The heart has the role of giving out guidance that receives from Allah, and it gives out the guidance. Our heart and our qalb, its action is similar to the twofold function of the physical heart, which pumps the blood in and out. Our soul is also the same. It has twofold action. And committing sins deprive the man of the sweetness of remembrance because they invert the heart.
Ramadan, 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 Ramadan.
The ocean of dua. By Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hausa Seminary of Qom.
Volitional actions done by man in this world have two outcomes. One outcome manifests itself in this world, and the other outcome will surface in the next world. The mundane outcome of good actions done by a person is the opportunity to perform more good deeds. Conversely, the repercussion of the wicked acts and actions being committed leads to the deprivation of the opportunity to do good deeds. Sometimes they even cause stronger inclination to committing more sins. That is why Imam Sajjad alayhi salam is saying that we must avoid doing wicked actions. When you learn that there are these kinds of relationships happening each and every day in our lives, we can pay attention to these consequences, and paying attention to these prompts us to be watchful of our actions and always be wary of God. This is what we call taqwa and piety. Not to eat prohibited food, not to talk about anything without preconditioning of our heart and our tongue, without thinking, not to do everything thoughtlessly. In fact, we must always take the pleasure of God into consideration. This is the true meaning of servitude. You are the servant. You are to do as your God tells you to do. You are to prohibit as your God tells you to prohibit, and you do not have to question Him in this regard. Why do I have to eat this? Only because my Lord has told me to do so. Not because it has these kinds of benefits. It might also be acceptable to do our deeds, to bring our deeds to the presence of the Lord to be accepted, if we have this kind of intention in our minds. But the true meaning of servitude is to do them, to do good deeds and prohibit the wicked actions only because He had said so. That is why not everyone is admitted to an intimate meeting. There are many Muslims who do not have this opportunity to have intimacy with God. Only those who are truly wary of their actions, only those who are truly wary of their behaviors and interactions with others, and always remembering God, those are the ones that are admitted to an intimate meeting with God. Those are the ones whose hearts have not been inverted, and they have kept themselves away from the things Allah has prohibited. This is what Imam Sajjad alayhi salam is teaching us by this beautiful supplication. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode of the program. We ask the Almighty Allah to set us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
Don't let me go astray, 'cause I need you by my side.